Of course, last night, Sunday night, they gave out the Oscars to the best and the best when it comes to acting in Hollywood. And chances are, if you look at those actors and where they probably started at the local level, right? Right, community theater. Backyard and community theater, playing a small part that eventually grew to a larger part to where they're walking home with an Oscar or maybe another trophy. Well, somebody who knows that world very well, who is definitely training the next generation of singers and actors and dancers and everything else in between. Well, it's Jennifer Reed. She and her husband, Robert Reed, are the masterminds behind Showtime Theater. And Jen Reed, she says that we can call her Jen. We know her as Jen. If someone says Jennifer Reed, yeah, I'm like, you mean Jen? But we've known her for a long time, so she said we can call her Jen. Jen Reed joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. Yeah,
good morning.
Good to see you.
Isn't that the case when you watch the Oscars or you see these Oscars or you see these performers get all of these accolades and awards? Chances are, if you trace their trajectory, they started at doing something very
doing community
local.
Theater, yeah. Doing school theater. Yeah, just getting their feet wet at that local level. Absolutely.
You all at Showtime, though, over the past 12 seasons have really tried to change the perspective that people have when they think of community theater.
Right.
You try to do big numbers, big shows where everyone can be part of, and it's very technical. So the actors learn how to move within moving sets and everything else. So kind of expand on that, I guess, why you want to kind of change the concept of what people might think of community theater without losing the community theater feel and personality.
Sure. So at Showtime, we really focus on trying to create professional level theater, obviously within a smaller budget, but to the best of our ability, professional level theater. And we even tell our students, even if it's a children's production, we don't want people coming and going, oh, that was a good kids show. We want them to come and go, that was a good show. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we push with our students, whether it is children or adults or our performers, whether it's guest performers coming in, is really about making sure that we're focusing on the show and doing the very best we can for the show so that nobody comes and just thinks, oh, this is just kids or, oh, this is just community theater. They're coming and focusing on the art and the art form and the story that we're telling more than anything else.
And I think that's what's so beautiful about Showtime Theater, and you've alluded to that, that it is not just for kids. I mean, this is, you start taking kids as young as first grade, am I right?
We actually start training lower, so they can start training at two.
Okay.
But for our full productions, it starts at kindergarten.
And they go all the way up to adulthood.
We do,
so kind of explain the way that season 12 kind of looks and how all of that works.
Sure.
If someone's listening and says, oh, hey, I think my kid or maybe even me want to get involved in this.
Yeah, so we have shows that we call all skates. You kind of like remember ice, or when you went go roller skating, you had the all skate, everybody on the skate. So that's what we call them. We call them all skates. That basically means as long as they are part of our program, they get to be in that show and it will be age specific. So we just finished James and the Giant Peach Jr. That was an all skate for elementary school. So everyone who was in the program that wanted to be in James and the Giant Peach was in the show in some shape or form. Obviously, the largest group of that is going to be our ensemble and then a handful of kids as your leading actors based on whatever the script requires. We have a middle school, high school show coming up that's Guys and Dolls. So get your tickets. They're on sale right now. That show is the last two weekends in April. And that is based off the original film that you guys might have seen many, many years ago in the 50s, late 60s. It plays all the time still. Luck Be a Lady. Some of those famous songs are in
Guys and Dolls.
Lots of
tap
dance
numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of small pint-sized gamblers in the show. It's awesome. And then we have Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So if it is not an age-specific all-skate show, then it's open to audition to the community. And so for our adults, it's a volunteer opportunity. They come in, they audition, and get to participate in a full-scale musical. So Joseph is an example of that. We have a very large cast, but it's made up of about 20-plus children that are in the children's choir, because the show is actually written with a children's choir in it. That is, they're being told the story of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then the adults are playing the majority of the adult characters. So it's a fun opportunity to get everyone in the community involved. And then we even have opportunities throughout the year for our adults as well, where they can come perform, they can take dance classes. We just, Saturday night, had an improv show at the theater, and that's made up of a group of about 8 adults who've been working together and have come up with their own kind of comedy improv club basically, and they did a show for us on Saturday night. Yeah, so
that's fun.
Definitely trying to keep it open to all ages, but have different opportunities at different levels.
Yeah, that's great.
Jen, some folks might say, you know, it's great to include everyone, but if the reality is, if these folks want to go on and have a career in musical theater or, you know, as an actor, they're not going to get every single audition. They're not going to be included in every single production. So why is it important through the lens of Showtime Theater, especially if it's age appropriate, that every kid makes this show kind of like, in air quotes, everyone gets a trophy kind of thing? How do you balance that to prepare them for the real world?
That's a great question. So we actually have both going on at the studio. So we do have these all skate shows. We have one for elementary, one for middle high. They're just all skate. Everybody gets to participate. And largely that's because the participation in doing a live musical or a play or anything art-based is such a great education. So we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate in that. And we're doing the ensemble. We were kind of talking before we came on the air is the ensemble work is probably the place where you learn the most. You know, you're building your chops the most because you are in almost every single number. You have multiple characters to play throughout the show, lots of costumes to change into. You're helping move sets, sometimes helping build sets. You are learning to interact with each other as a team and really set the scene for the rest of the actors on the stage. So there's just so much to learn being in the ensemble. So we want everyone to have that opportunity. But like you mentioned, not everyone always gets the thing, whether it's an interview for a job, whether it is auditioning for a show, getting that, or getting the, you know, to be the starter in the game. Like, you're not always going to be the person chosen. So we also have cut shows. So we have opportunities for all ages to participate in an audition process. And some shows you can automatically get into, and some only a certain number of students and or adults will get into. And that's going to be script appropriate and character appropriate. And so we do always make sure that people are aware that this is a cut show. So, like, if you are not in an emotional place where you can handle getting cut, maybe don't choose to audition for this one.
That's your disclaimer.
Right. That is a disclaimer. Please know. Because it is, you know, sometimes hard. As a professional actor, when I used to act, I had a teacher at one point that told me, you just have to keep focusing on the nose because the nose leads you to a yes, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we try to instill in the kids. Like, hey, maybe you didn't get into this particular cut show, but there's always the next season or there's always the next show to audition for, and sort of keeping that process. And the only way that you get closer to the yeses is to go through the process and get more notes. So that is something that we focus on in there as well. So
we got told no a lot growing up, and it has prepared us for the industry that we're in, where we get told no when we reach out for interviews, when we submit our, you know, body of work to be judged. And so to your point, we just automatically assume we're always going to hear no, or you're just not the right fit. So when you hear a yes or you won, we're genuinely shocked because we've heard no's for
we're like,
so
oh,
long.
It makes it that much sweeter, right? You're like, really?
But you also know you have to keep working
you
for
sure
it,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if you say,
sure
oh, well,
do.
I got a no, it's never mind. Then you will never get to the yes.
So
you have to keep training. Yeah. You have to keep working. You have to keep trying to increase your craft and your skill set to get closer to those yeses.
That's
so
right.
That's why we have both opportunities available.
Well, that's a healthy mix for sure. And letting especially the elementary and the middle and the high school kids, where else are they going to learn that? So if you start cutting them at every single show, they're never going to learn. Right. And that means the lifeblood of theater is going to eventually die out. So you do need to include them. They might not be the biggest star on stage, but they have to learn their lines and when to show up and audition and how to take a break and how to work and move and be an understudy if that's the case. So
and the no's are part of the education process as well.
Very true.
Like you said.
Absolutely.
I mean, for sure. Yep. So if you got told no in season 12, season 13 is getting ready to come up and be revealed.
You might hear
us
yes.
Out. Yeah.
You might.
So take us out
and
to
we
that
we are
party.
Always surprised you. I have to say, at every audition, you know, you come in thinking, you know, I have this group of people to choose from, and I know at least there's going to be someone to fill it, and there's always a surprise. There's always someone that comes in the room that you're like, look at that.
Yeah. I love that.
That is
who would have thought?
Like, it's something that you didn't expect. And so that's always fun.
Or they weren't good for this show.
Right.
But they're going to be perfect for this next one because you know what's coming. So that no could lead to that yes.
Yes, absolutely. So season 12 is almost done. We've got Guys and Dolls. Tickets are on sale now for that one coming up in April. And then we have Joseph in June. Tickets will go on sale for Joseph in April.
Okay.
But season 13 is almost upon us. That will start officially in July. But we reveal it to our patrons on Saturday. So we're very excited. So if you're not a patron yet, become a patron so you can come to our private patron reveal party on Saturday night. And that's when we reveal all of the shows that we are doing next season. And it's going to be pretty exciting. That's fun. Think everyone will be very excited about the shows.
What does it take to be a patron there at Showtime Theater? What
do they need? If you go to our website, there is a support us button and you can join at any level from $100 on up. And then patrons get comp tickets. They get invitations to reveal parties. They get access to a bunch of things throughout the year that are specific to Showtime.
And a lot of your shows still at this point will still take place at the Rock Hill Galleria.
Correct.
While you're building your new studio
Correct.
Right now,
yep.
which is a slow process. Like everything yes. else in Hollywood and in entertainment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hurry up, and then wait. That's it.
Yes.
Well, you've learned that very well
Absolutely.
Over the course
very
of your
much
career.
A hurry up and wait situation.
Listen, Ashley Lang and I can attest to the productions over there at Showtime Theater. I mean, my
Amazing.
Gosh, it's just
Thank you.
Unbelievable. And you've got it. You've nailed it. It is not just a kids production. It might feature kids. It is unbelievable. The talent, the singing, the dancing. And then you walk away going, those were kids?
Right. I mean, that's our goal. We want you to come and walk away thinking that was just a great show and not think about it with the perspective of children.
Yeah.
We don't want you to think, oh, that's a cute kids show. We want you to go away and that was a great show. And
Absolutely.
That's what we're training our students to. All
job.
Little miniature professionals.
Oh, job
well,
well
you do
done.
A good job.
Yeah, for
Absolutely.
Two professionals and then some. So again, season 12 for Showtime Theater. They're about to wrap it up in June. And then July starts their new season. Season 13, lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13.
For sure. And it's amazing. They've been part of our community for 13 years and counting. Jen Reeds, again, part of the duo over there at Showtime Theater. As always, Jen, thank you very much.